You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back, so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 395 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to catch up with Melanie after a really difficult day of travel on the heels of a really fun few days in Omaha. We're going to talk all about that. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. A $5 subscription gets you 2 bonus episodes a month. An $8 subscription gets you those 2 bonus episodes and a live episode every month. So we would love to see you there. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 395. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, everybody, this is Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Melanie is a little travel weary. She's a little...
Listen.
She's coming in hot.
Listen, I now... As the kids say, I now have beef with every major American airlines.
It's not smooth when you're traversing the middle of America. It's not smooth. It's not...
Listen, that's what I'm going to say. I was texting with our friend Nancy today, and she was like, did y'all make it home? Because Nancy is just, she prays for a lot of different things. So listen, mm-hmm. Nancy helped pray us home, and she was like, did y'all make it? And I said, we did. She said, and her kids had gone to Omaha. And she said, why is it so hard? And I said, I guess just when you're trying to get to the middle of America, it's dicey. You know,
yeah.
Like there was a lot of weather happening. It was my friend Laura was trying to fly home last night. Also, she was on a different flight. She chose better than I did trying to go to Houston. And she was like, we could see the storm coming on the radar, and you knew that you had canceled that night's game. So you're like, we need to get out of here. But I'm going to tell you that who wasn't concerned about it was Delta. They weren't concerned about getting us out of there. They were just like, man.
And normally I feel like we feel real good about Delta. So if Delta is unconcerned, that does not bode well for the rest of the industry, in my opinion.
No, I'm going to tell you, you know how there's like a whole thing that it's like, if I win the lottery, there will be signs. The way y'all will know that I've won the lottery is the first thing I will do is buy a private jet to take me everywhere I want to go.
Reasonable.
I just want my own personal jet to get me to where I need to go. Because, you know, we had trouble on the front end.
Yes.
We had all these delays. So we were delayed out of San Antonio. So, I mean, my Friday was spent on every major airline's website trying to figure out some configuration of how to get us to Omaha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And really at that point, I should have just gotten in the car and said, we're driving. But
that's a whole other deal. Yeah.
That's it. So it's like, what do you do? And so we finally found, so after multiple like booking on Delta, then changing, then Southwest, I will say this for Southwest Airlines. I booked a flight on Friday from Southwest in desperation that was going to take us to Las Vegas and then to Omaha. And I realized Because I was looking, I was like, oh, our flight to Las Vegas has now been delayed. We're going to miss our Omaha flight. But Southwest actually called me on the phone to say, hey, can we help you with you're going to miss your connection. Can we help you find a different flight? Which I appreciate it that they took that initiative. So
certainly, yes.
Yeah. So, but then I laughed because I was talking to the girl and I was like, yeah, I'm sitting here looking, I'm seeing that same thing. And she was like, let me see if I can find you an alternate flight. And she said, hey, what's going on in Omaha? And I was like, well, it's the College World Series. And that's why there isn't a flight to Omaha that is available. But we finally found a United flight that got us there on Saturday at 2:30, which because of the 4-hour rain delay, we got there in plenty of time for the game.
Really did. I mean, you couldn't have even imagined how much margin you were going to have. It was, you had hours and hours upon hours of time before you needed to be in your seats.
Hours upon hours. And so, but then yesterday, I mean, I can't even tell you. So we'll go back and talk about Omaha because, of course, I want to talk about that. But let me get my travel woes because it's fresh on my brain.
Well, because you just told me you got home at what time this morning?
4:47 this morning. 4:47. I'm going to tell you, Perry was waking up for the day. He greeted us. He was getting up for his day as we were coming in the back door.
That is just bananas.
That he had gone to bed at 9:30, so he had no idea of the shenanigans that had become afoot while he slept.
No doubt. Well, and that may be for the best, really. You know, that might be for the best.
Based on his reaction of horror to the travel decisions I made, I'm going to say yes, that was for the best.
We do the best we can. We do the best we can.
Mm-hmm. With what we are given. And
that's right.
So what happened was, so the Aggies won Monday night, and then we started thinking, we were like, okay, it looks like we're on a trajectory to perhaps make it to the finals.
Sure.
So, and then I was like, if we were going to leave Wednesday anyway, and I was like, it doesn't really make sense to stay as much as I would have loved to stay for Wednesday's game. The thing is, y'all, at some point, you're like, this is not Monopoly money that I can just keep.
Oh, but it does feel that way initially. Oh, it feels like no strings attached. I will go get some more from the tree and we will just keep living large is what it feels like those first couple of days for sure.
Oh, but what I'm saying is with the money and then the amount of flights that I have booked and now have to be refunded, like I have no idea what this trip cost. You know what I mean? Like it was now I have money that's coming in. I have different flights. I have different things. The hotel, I'm like, it's all, money is a construct at this point. But I was like, it's time for us to come home. Because I was like, we aren't going to stay indefinitely till Saturday. Like, we're gonna have to go home and then make the decision if we're going to go back is kind of where I landed.
Okay.
Plus, the thing about Omaha is it's lovely, but you kind of run out of things to do. And I know they have a great zoo, but y'all, I don't want to go to the zoo. So
Yeah. I was same. I didn't want to go to the zoo. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I was not interested in that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's hot. I always know when I travel what my favorite makeup products are because those are the things that I have to pack. One of the things I love are Thrive Cosmetics. They have a full line of makeup that refreshes your everyday look. It's clean, skin-loving ingredients, and they're foolproof, which I love because it makes it even for my amateur level easy to apply. One of my very favorite Thrive Cosmetics products is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. I brought it to Omaha. I used it as an eyeliner. I used it as an eyeshadow. It is this great combo that makes your eye look effortless. It's got 16 buildable shades to choose from and you can play with, so you can use as little or as much as you'd like. You can do a great daytime look with a light shade like the Stella in the inner corner of your eyes to give you a glow. You can use the metallic if you want more of a smoky eye. I also love that Thrive Cosmetics gives back. For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. I love a beauty brand that gives back. You can refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. It's luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 10% off your first order. So last night, what happened? So I book us a flight. I'm like, okay, so I'm strategic, I think, because I could get a 6 o'clock flight out of Omaha that was either going to fly us from Omaha to Atlanta or Omaha to Minneapolis. and then from Minneapolis or Atlanta to San Antonio. I felt like Minneapolis, I was like, that feels like the better bet. I felt like Atlanta, sometimes things get dicey. So I'm going to say I chose poorly. Do not do what I did. Do not.
Hindsight, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it. And we had had a flight. We would have flown out Wednesday morning. And then I was sitting, as I was sitting on the runway in Omaha, I was like, why didn't I just wait till fly out tomorrow morning? We could be back at our hotel. We could have gone and had another dinner, whatever. But that's not what I chose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we're sitting. So we get to Omaha. Our flight's at 6. Our connecting flight is at 9. So, you know, they're like, we're going to be a little delayed. It's going to be a little delayed. But, you know, and I felt sorry for all these poor people that were going up going, I'm going to miss my connection. And I was like, suckers, we got plenty of time to make our connection. Then we get on the flight. It's about 6:30, I guess, at that time. And I'm like, we still have plenty of time. It's all going to be fine. Then it starts pouring rain. And the whole time we're watching the radar. So I see it coming. And I'm like, why are we not trying to beat this storm? You know what I mean? Like, why are we not getting out of here? Mm-hmm, and so I see it coming. It starts raining. They basically tell us, sorry, the Minneapolis airport is now shut down. We can't leave. We're going to feel free to get up and walk around the plane, but we're just going to go park y'all on this runway. Like, you're not getting off the plane. And it's a small plane. It's it's one of the smaller planes. And so, like, you're not getting off. Just like, Godspeed, we're going to sit here.
What was the air situation? I need to know what the air situation was.
I'm going to say, thank Jesus, it was cool on the plane. They did keep the air running. It did not get hot. So that was good. But we sat there on the runway for about 2.5 hours.
Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm. Like, long enough that then, and then I'm going to say, I don't want to say somebody at the Omaha airport was a liar, but I'm going to say then I get a notification that your flight to San Antonio is now boarding. So I'm like, if the Minneapolis airport is closed, then why are they boarding my flight that I'm supposed to be on? I have some questions.
Maybe it was close to, like, incoming flights, and the people who were lucky enough to already be there then got to leave.
Maybe so. I don't know. But either way, I see this happening. I start looking before, because we haven't taken off yet, and I start looking, and I'm like, well, there's a 5:45 a.m. flight out of the Minneapolis airport to San Antonio. But not direct. All of a sudden, Minneapolis doesn't fly direct to San Antonio. That was fake news. That was yesterday's news. Because now what it's wanting me to do is I leave at 5:45. Then we're going to Atlanta first. Oh, no. Then we're going to San Antonio.
Oh, my goodness.
And what I also know from my friend Stephanie, who's texting, is the weather in San Antonio was not going to be good today. And I was like, so there's a good chance we get to Atlanta and we're stuck. So, but I was like, if we can just even, I looked at Caroline, I was like, if we can just get to Atlanta, worst case scenario, we could rent a car and get to Birmingham. That was really, I was like,
or I'd have come, I would have gotten you. I'd have left when you left, I'd have come and gotten you. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's very nice. So thank you. So anyway, so I was sitting there trying to decide. So we landed Minneapolis. I'm going to tell you, I'm tired. It's like 10 o'clock at night at this point. Caroline's like, I'm starving. I'm hungry because we thought we were going to get to Minneapolis and plenty of time to eat before we got on the plane. So she's like, I'm starving. I'm like, okay, we got to figure out. I've never been, it was one of those times, you know how you have times in your grown-up life where you're like, I need a grown-up to tell me what to do. I don't know what to do with this situation. I don't know what our options are. Where are we spending the night? Like, we can't get our luggage. Like, we're just stuck.
And so, you get such decision fatigue, you know,
like
you have to punt and punt and punt. And you hit a point where you're like, I don't want to make any more decisions. I don't want to have to call it not one more time. I just need some things to unfold here in a way that helps us and not hurts us.
Yeah, that's it. And so I was sitting there trying to figure out, I was like, what is our best option? Like, what is the best option? So we stop at the gate counter and we talk to, I'm going to say that Fernando from Delta Airlines was a delight. Fernando is the hero of this story.
Fernando, we appreciate you. You're never going to hear this, but man, is it ever a gift to run across a helpful person when you are sort of at your limit.
100%. So I went to Fernando and I said, hey, so here's the deal. And he's like, what flight were you supposed to be on? He's like, oh yeah, that flight's gone. And I was like, can we get our luggage? Like, do we have other options? And he was like, you can, but because the way that it's routed, he said, you're probably going to wait about 2 hours to get your luggage. Mm-hmm. He's like, they've booked you on the 5:45 flight. He said, this is a huge airport. He said, you're going to need to. He said, I'm just going to tell you. He said, and then this, here's where the plot thickens as to somebody lying in Omaha. He said, the problem is, he said, I could give you a hotel voucher, but this wasn't an airline problem. This was ground crew at Omaha problem.
Oh, now it becomes more clear. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was a condition for the hotel. I have always wondered why mm-hmm. sometimes they were quick to give a voucher and sometimes not so much. Okay.
Exactly. So it turns mm-hmm. out because it was not a Delta problem, it was a ground crew in Omaha problem.
Alrighty.
So Fernando says, so I would suggest, he said, there is a quiet room. He said, there's a quiet room you can go to. The quiet room.
What is that? Tell me more.
I don't know. He told us. He was like, so here's what you need to do. He said, there's a quiet room. I don't know how quiet it is. He said, it's a large veranda. But when he starts telling us how to get there, I'm like, is this a secret room? Because he was like, go... Yeah. He was like, go all the way to the end of Concourse C. Uh-huh. Then you're going to see an elevator. Then you're going to take it. Then you're going to turn on your right. Then you're going to see. And he was like, there are some couches up there. There are futons. There
are
places
word.
To rest.
If nothing else, Melanie, if nothing else, there are families who have kids who
yes.
get overloaded who need to know this.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I felt. I was like, I could use a quiet room. Then Caroline was her mother's daughter because she, so we walked off. We were like, thank you, Fernando. That's great information. He was like, y'all are booked. So I told Caroline, I was like, well, so we're here till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like we're here, we're stuck. So I was like, thank you, Fernando. We start to head to the quiet room. Caroline looks at me. This is where you know she's my kid. She goes, hey, I'm not sleeping on a futon that a million other people have been mm-hmm. on.
Yeah.
And I was like, accurate. Because I'm like, I can't. And my whole thing of I can't sleep good anywhere. Like I can barely sleep good in my own bed. So what is this going to look like?
With the chili pad? I mean, like it's the most you can do, really, with the chili pad and a thermostat that is on an obnoxiously low temperature.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to sleep in a public space?
No. And I'm like, my melatonin is in my check bag. I mean, I can't, what am I going to do?
Oh, goodness.
I was just like, okay. So we stop at the monitor because I think we're both in a daze. Like we're kind of both in denial. So we stop at the monitor to look at what flights are still outgoing. And so we're kind of scanning. And Caroline goes, oh, there's an American flight going to Dallas tonight. And I was like, okay, but that's going to get dicey if we have to change airlines. You mm-hmm. know, like I was like, that's going to be a whole thing. And it's American. So come on. So I was like, I don't know. Well, then Caroline happens to spot. She goes, Mom, there's a Delta flight that's delayed that's going to Austin. And I was like, oh, if we could just get back to Texas. Like in that mm-hmm. moment, it was like, if we could just get back to Texas. So there was an Austin flight that was supposed to leave at 7:30. It still hadn't left. And it showed that it was leaving at 11:30. So I said, let's go back and talk to Fernando. So we go back to Fernando. And I said, Fernando, I said, there is an Austin flight. And he was like, hold on, let me check. And so he starts looking. He was like, oh, yeah, it's delayed till 11:30. There's room on that flight. I can get you on it. And so,
goodness.
Listen, for the people who were trying to leave for Austin at 7, I'm sorry that your flight was delayed. But I'm going to tell you that what the enemy meant for evil, the Lord used for good.
That's right. That's right.
In my life last night.
That's right.
Personally.
Yes. As he will do. As he will do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. As y'all know, we just got back from Omaha, and one of the things I took with me was my Lumi deodorant. It is a must-have, especially during the summer when it is hot, y'all, and we're sweating a lot. I need a deodorant that I can trust, and that's why I love Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Not only is it clinically proven to block body odor all day, but you can use it everywhere that you get odor. Thanks to Lumi, I don't spend a single second of vacation time worrying about whether or not I smell. It's just full-blown relaxation mode with head-to-toe confidence to boot. So if you're taking a trip this summer, Lumi makes the ultimate travel partner. They've even got travel-size minis that are perfect for your toiletry bag. Right now, new customers can get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us have to worry about odor. Unlike other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. It delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your underarms to your feet. I love it. I love that it rolls on smooth. I love that it feels soft on my skin. I love that I don't have to worry about it not working. I have the toasted coconut, which is perfect for summer. Lumi Starter Pack is so great for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BIGBOO for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com. And so Fernando got us on the flight. I said, what about our luggage? And he was like, it may or may not show up in Austin. He was like, just, and I was like, what if it doesn't show up in Austin? He goes, then you just, it'll show up in San Antonio at some point. And right. I was like, great, we don't even care. So we do that. So I'm like, okay, we'll get to Austin. We'll get a rental car. Then I start looking, you can't get a rental car. They're all booked. The rental counters are all going to be closed when we get in, because at this point, the flight's now delayed. It's not leaving till like after midnight. So then I'm like, Can we Uber? I reserved an Uber. I thought Perry Shankle would be horrified by this plan, but he's asleep.
He really would be. And here's the irony. Had he been awake, he could have gotten to Austin, to the airport, pretty quickly. Picked y'all up. Taking y'all
100%. Yeah, it would have been an easy. Mm-hmm. But my backup was, I was like, we'll see how the Uber looks. But my friend Catherine, who lives in Austin, she was so sweet because she messaged me and she was like, hey, if y'all get stuck, she said, this is not me being nice. Like, call me. I will come pick you up from the airport and you can come spend the night at my house and then we'll get you home. And I was like, okay. So I'm going to tell you that an Uber from Austin to San Antonio at 2:30 in the morning isn't cheap, but that is the best money I've spent.
Yeah. I don't even want to know how much that was. I don't even want to know.
I'm not even going to tell you, but it's fine. And listen, Habibi came and picked us up in a really nice Infiniti. He was a safe, good driver. He got us home. We walked through our back door at 4:47 as Perry Shankle was getting up for the day.
Golly.
But listen, and we found there was literally nowhere to eat in the Minneapolis. Everything was closed. I was like, what are we going to do? We finally found this one little convenience type store that had a sandwich. Caroline was like, do we feel good about these sandwiches? I was like, I really don't. How hungry are you? Turns out I think they were fine. And we made it. And so, but I do have to say, like, when we walked through the door at 4:47, Caroline said, we would just now be boarding our flight.
That's true.
Like, And not even a flight home to San Antonio, a flight to Atlanta, where at that point, then you feel like we're in God's hands. You know what I mean? So, and we did agree. I mean, y'all, Omaha, Soph, it was everything that you said it was and more. Like it, we had, I can't remember the last time I've had so much fun. We laughed. It's like magic.
It's beyond. It's beyond. And it's hard to understand why it's so beyond. But I think, and you and I talked about this right after y'all got there, everybody is operating on a similar wavelength. Yes. Maybe it's not the norm, this wavelength, but that's what's so fun about it.
Yes.
It's like a gathering of a bunch of people who are maybe even cheering for different teams, but equally in tune with what it means to love that environment.
Yeah.
And it is just, I don't know of anything else like it. Nothing like it. Nothing.
No, it's just because you've got all of a sudden you're like, okay, my team is one of the best 8 teams in the country.
Yes.
Here we are. Everybody's got on their stuff. I love that you immediately know who everybody is. Like Caroline and I, the people watching was next level because you're like,
unbelievable.
The UNC fans had a whole look. The Tennessee fans have a whole look. Like everybody has their own things going, like the different outfits, the different ways we represent our school. Like it just, and everybody's so happy to be there. Like we walked back from the game, our first game after we beat Florida, we walked back with some Florida fans and they were asking us all about A&M and we were talking about playing football next year. And they were asking about Coach Elko. It's like everybody's just invested. Everybody's there because they love sports.
Yes.
It's just, it was just a magical atmosphere.
It's magical. And I don't know when I've talked to so many strangers. You talk to the people in the elevators. You talk to the people who are walking back and forth to the stadium. You talk to the people in the ballpark. It's just the most hospitable, congenial atmosphere. Not that you don't occasionally, you know, maybe things happen, you know, like that you had the delay when you got there and that game started late and all that kind of stuff. It's not that it's like idyllic, but it's just the feel of that environment is unlike anything else I've ever done. I mean, so I'm so glad. It was so fun. And the Aggies have won their first two games. They're now going to play Florida. Who really, their bats got hot today. I'm so sorry, Kentucky, because I've been cheering for Kentucky. But, man, I mean, but I also know that feeling of, all right, so I saw two games. I've seen two wins.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can live like this anymore. Like, I might need some normalcy.
One of my most dreaded errands is going to the post office, but you can free up time consumed by tedious mailing and shipping tasks with Stamps.com. Stamps.com streamlines your postage needs, making your business more efficient and putting more life into your work-life balance. From small businesses to multi-location organizations, Stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping needs while reducing costs and increasing profit and saving you a trip to the post office. You can seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. You can access the USPS and UPS mailing services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Get rates that you can't find anywhere else, like up to 89% off of USPS and UPS. And you can order shipping and mailing supplies, labels, and even printers from the supply store when you run low. It just makes it so simple. Keep your mailing and shipping moving at the speed of your business with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO. I'm going to tell you that, so Saturday, so we got in Saturday, we got in about 2:30, we were going to meet, they were doing like a, A&M Foundation was doing like a happy hour at DJ's Sports Bar. So my friend Beth and her family, they were like, come meet us at DJ's. So we like got in, checked into our hotel, like changed clothes, went to go meet them at DJ's. And then we left DJ's at like 5 because we're like, let's walk over to the stadium. And then you get there and they're like, yeah, y'all aren't getting in the stadium. There's a weather delay. So Beth was like, let's walk across the street to the Hilton, which is the A&M team hotel. And she was like, they have a great bar. They've got a huge lobby. And that way we're close. Because we didn't know, they didn't say how long. So we were like, we'll just see what happens.
And here's what's so fun about this to me. Because when you said you were going to DJ's, Alex and I went to DJ's when we were there. And then State's team hotel was the Hilton. So as soon as you mentioned the Hilton, I was like, oh, that bar in the lobby is so great. And that is maybe my favorite memory from Omaha was being in that lobby with all those State fans. Unbelievable.
Same. And that was so funny because I was like, at first you're like, oh, a rain delay. But I'm going to tell you that, that those 4 hours were a delight. I'm going to say the Hilton bar makes a delightful smoky margarita that will live in my heart for a long time.
It's about 4 deep at that bar.
It was more than 4 deep. I'm going to say people had some drinks is what I'm saying. But it was, but they had music playing and it just felt like a party. So you kind of feel like you're at this huge tailgate because it's all A&M fans at that point. And like everybody's talking. And then Caroline, we were standing there and then Caroline saw these cute Aggie student girls. And I was like, what do you think their story is? I said, do we think they're girlfriends? And she's like, I don't know. Turns out they were Diamond Darlings.
How about it?
And so she was like, my mom was a Diamond Darling. So we start talking to them. They're just darling. They basically want Caroline to try out for Diamond Darlings next year. They were like, why are you not a Diamond Darling? And so they were so cute. We had the best time talking to them. We talked to so many Ags. I got to spend time with my friend Beth, who I really hadn't spent a ton of time with her since college, like not that extensive. So I felt like we got to do a deep dive of like, so what happened in 1994 after whatever, you know?
Tell me more about that. Yes,
tell me more about that situation. So, because I told her, I said, I don't know if you remember this. I said, but when we were here in 93, I said, I had literally broken off an engagement the week before and then come to Omaha. So we got to break that situation down.
Sure.
I mean, we just laughed. We had the best time. And then finally they came on and they were like, the game's starting at 10. So we go back over to the stadium. Caroline and I get in our seats. We were on the third baseline. By then, it didn't matter where the sun was because there was no sun.
There was no sun. No. Now, let me ask you this. Alex and I have talked about this several times. Did you not find that it was a very breezy environment? And I mean literal breeze. I mean like wind moving constantly. And that's why when people are like, oh my gosh, Omaha's so hot in the summer. And I'm like, listen, y'all, you don't understand the gift of a breeze. Because that's what we don't get down here very often, you know?
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I mean, Saturday night's game, by the time we got in because of the rain and it had cooled stuff off, like we tried to buy sweatshirts because Caroline was freezing.
Yeah.
And they were sold out of sweatshirts, but we got her a long sleeve. But I mean, Caroline literally had that long sleeve on and had tucked her legs up in it to try to stay warm, you know, like it was cold. It was cool. And then Monday's game was hot, but it wasn't Olsen Field hot, you know, like it was like, I can do this. This is not bad.
Yeah, so I agree. It may be, I mean, the sun may be out, whatever. But again, the breeze comes through and the humidity's not the same. It's just, it's a lot better. It's a lot better than watching a baseball game in this neck of the woods. I'll tell you that.
100%. So we sat down at our seats on Saturday night. We get there. We're sitting next to this. Right. We've got an older A&M couple behind us. So we talk to them. We offer them a Jesus, of course.
I was wondering how the Jesuses held up in Omaha. Like if the Jesuses were present. And
they were present. They were. I mean, I think everybody had them. I think everybody had them in their purse.
Jesus,
they had them wherever.
Yeah. Share Jesus with others, obviously.
Yes. And then I gave one to the guy. There was a guy sitting next to me who was probably like mid-30s. He's there with his college roommate, which is a whole story. Come to find out his wife is expecting a baby any day now. And he was like, I'm flying home tomorrow and I'm just going to keep coming back until he's like, but my wife is expecting. I was like, sir, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but this might be a fool's errand for you.
I know, you might need to get on home.
It might be time. So he was there, but then the guy sitting on the other side of him, I'm going to say that when you've had a 4-hour delay, people have had time to have some drinks.
They really have. They have had time to imbibe with that sort of delay. And so many bars in such close proximity.
And what else are you going to do on a Saturday night during a rain delay other than have some drinks? You know what I mean? So it's like everybody is maybe a little more better or worse for the wear, is the case may be.
Sure.
So at first we don't really notice him because his friend's sitting in between us. Well, at some point I get up to go to the bathroom and I come back and Caroline, the guy in between us, is gone. So Caroline's been talking to his roommate, the guy on the other side. And then he proceeds to start talking to me. He was like, where are y'all from? And I'm like, San Antonio. And he was like, have you ever had a persimmon? And I was like, I haven't. He was like, I grow them. Caroline and I decided that we think persimmon was code for marijuana based on...
Maybe more of a weed farm situation.
That feels right. There were some other Aggies that sat in the row in front of us that kind of corroborated that they were like, I believe he had more than some beers is what we're saying. Like it just... His questions got more and more bizarre as the game went on. And his buddy, who was expecting the baby, kept getting up and pacing because he was nervous at the end of the game. So when Evan Aschenbach throws our last, you know, when we get our last out and the game's over, you know, we're all cheering. And this guy looks at me and he's like, oh, is the game over? And I was like, it is. We won.
He for sure had been in the gummies, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And so then he gets up and walks off, and then we're sitting there because we're waiting for the team to do the war hymn, and we're talking to people around us and whatever. Then the guy that's expecting the baby comes back, and he's like, hey, where'd the other guy go? And we're like, I don't know. We don't know where he went. And he was like, he doesn't even have a phone. I don't know how I'm going to find him. And I was like, well, sir. I don't even know what to tell you.
Don't you know his wife would be so pleased if she she knew that he had left her pre-childbirth to go to the College World Series with a man who's a persimmon farmer? As my mama would say, didn't even know he was in the world and didn't have a phone so anybody could contact him.
No.
This is a recipe for success. Yeah.
God. And the best was, is he had on a number 12 Aggie football jersey, which I wanted to be like, sir, that you're, this is the wrong sport. You're not even.
Listen.
It's a whole
There have been thing. Some gardening, all right, is what I'm going to say. There had been some gardening. God. Golly. That's fantastic.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So but it was just, there were so many things like that, that I'm like, these memories will live in my heart forever of just funny things that happened and random encounters that we had and just the people that we met and all the A&M people were just beside themselves. You know, Aggies love other Aggies anyway, but in that atmosphere, was like just everybody's so in it and so excited.
I know. It's so good.
With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip the trips to the grocery store in the heat and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. My goal this summer is to spend not a lot of time in the kitchen. What I love about HelloFresh is you can ditch the meal planning woes and dive into their biggest menu yet with over 50 recipes and even more market items to choose from every single week. You can make delicious food a priority this summer with quick, convenient recipes delivered right to your door. Just choose your meals, select a delivery date. HelloFresh handles all the meal planning, the shopping, the stuff that we hate, and most of the prep. So all you have to do is open your box and get to cooking. Wake up your taste buds, get summer ready with a balanced fit and wholesome recipes, chock full of fresh produce and under 650 calories per serving. HelloFresh has been the best solution to cooking for just Perry and me. Either one of us can cook these meals. We get exactly how much food we need without a lot of leftovers. It's honestly the best way I've found to cook for just the two of us, especially when you don't want to spend time in the kitchen. In this summer, who wants to spend a lot of time in the kitchen? Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, so you have a wider array of meal plans to choose from. There's something for everyone. We love to switch between the brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with us. Go to HelloFresh.com/BigBooApps for free appetizers for life. One appetizer item per box while subscription is active. That's free appetizers for life at HelloFresh.com/BigBooApps. You'll see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. We really had the best time. And then Sunday, we slept in. Listen, we were on some regiment. I was like, I had to DoorDash some Pedialyte to our room. I was like, I'm dehydrated. I am exhausted. But like Sunday we slept in late and then we went and kind of walked around Omaha, just the little downtown area, which is so cute, and did all of that and explored. And then Monday, we slept in late. But I'm going to tell you that Monday night, we won the game. Prager pitched lights out.
Lights
let me
out.
Say.
Yeah. You'll never forget that. You will never forget seeing him do that. Ever.
No. I mean, had a no-hitter going until the seventh, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was masterful. And so then we had made plans with my friend Laura was there by then, and then Beth. And so we were like, after the game, let's just meet back at the Hilton. And so we met back at the Hilton. And it was so cool because then the team came in.
Yeah.
And And the team came in and it was like everybody was cheering. But then when Prager walked in, the decibel level went off the charts. I was like, what a moment for these kids. Fantastic, you know, living a dream.
Yeah. People traveled to see them do that. All those people in Omaha, Nebraska, who traveled to watch you play a sport that you love. We had a really similar experience. Thing happened after State's second game when we were there, and it's magic. It's just the best. Golly,
it really is. And so they came in, we saw the team, we talked to some different friends that were there, kind of milled around or whatever, and then Caroline looked at me and she was like, I've hit a wall. And I was like, me too. I was like, I'm exhausted. Like, it was just, mm-hmm. we were so tired. And she was like, and I'm hungry. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, let's, and I was like, okay, let's go back to the hotel. And so I'm going to say we ended up eating Papa John's on the floor of our hotel room.
Oh, listen.
And that's when I was like, maybe it's time to go home tomorrow.
You just said a lot. Yeah. I mean,
maybe it's time to go home.
Sometimes God whispers and sometimes he screams.
Listen, I'm going to say as I was eating those garlic knots from Papa John's.
That's exactly what I thought of. Garlic knots and garlic butter. If y'all got in that garlic butter, I think y'all may have waited a day too late to come home. Like if you were in the garlic butter from Papa John's. You should have come home the day before. Mm-hmm.
I was like, by the time Jesus is telling me that your rings no longer fit your hands, like it's time to go.
It's the best of
you
times.
You are not 20.
And the worst of times, 100%. Mm-hmm. Golly. No.
But, I know. But I do have to, one of our favorite places we went, we ended up going there 2 days in a row, and I do have to shout out for them, is it's called The Table. And it's a coffee shop slash, like they have breakfast and lunch, but it's Christian owned. It's like a ministry. Mm-hmm. And it, their coffee was next level. Their breakfast was next level. It's like right in that little brick area. Like
in that old market area?
In that old market area. And they said they'd mm-hmm. only been open about 2 months in that spot. But man, it was good. Like,
oh,
loved
delightful.
It. The service. And Caroline and I got so tickled because we went there Monday morning and the lady at the front was probably about my age or whatever. And she was like, are y'all going to dine in with us today? And we were like, we are. And she goes, oh, I'm so excited. And we were like, well, that. This, listen, middle America hospitality. We appreciate it.
The you know? Most underrated of all the hospitality, you know, yeah. you know, I mean, I've said it 1,000 times, but do not sleep on our Midwestern friends and no. their hospitality, just like we should not sleep on our East Coast friends and their hospitality. Like, I'm yeah. telling you, I've had some of the best experiences in Omaha for one, and also in Portland, Maine, and in New Hampshire, just the kindest people. Oh, my word. It's just so refreshing.
Yeah. So it was magical. We agreed last night, even when we were stuck in the Minneapolis airport eating real sad sandwiches, we were like, we would do every single bit of it again. Like, it was just incredible. I don't know. From now on, if A&M's there, I don't know how I won't go. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, it. Oh, yeah. The shocking thing to me, or maybe not shocking as the case may be, but I was like, in the general Omaha area, I was like, I have no recollection of any of this. Like, none of it looked even vaguely familiar.
I wondered if
to
it
me.
Did, but I also think the stadium's in a new place now.
That's it. Yeah.
And like, from what I understand, that downtown area is very different. You know, like, I think maybe it wasn't even like that when you were there, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't remember. I don't remember, but it didn't. I remembered the brick streets, you know, mm-hmm. but I was like, none of the rest of this even seems remotely familiar to me, but you know, that has been 31 years ago. So,
well, and I thought yesterday I was getting some groceries out of my car and I was thinking about y'all in Omaha and I thought, you know, I bet it's a better experience when you just have a little bit more flexibility in terms of your budget and maybe you're not sharing hot dogs with people, you know, like yeah, yeah, there's something yeah. about a college trip to some kind of event like that. It has its charms, but it's a different set of charms. You know,
yes,
it's not quite the same as feeling like you're really getting to go on vacation. And yeah. and so and really, like, if when you think about it, if we're going to go on vacation, if you can tie sports into that vacation, mm-hmm. then what's better than that? Well, I mean, like, you and I are going to Media Days in a month.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and that's vacation. Yeah. So
it is. It is. And mm-hmm. so it was just I can't recommend it enough. What an incredible atmosphere. I love seeing all the families. I love seeing all the little kids who are mm-hmm. I mean, these little boys that you're like, they are living their best lives going to all these games, you know, like it yeah. just. It was just great. So anyway, so what has been going on with you?
Oh, well, let's see. Nothing to compare to any of that. Mm-hmm. I have watched a lot of baseball, I will say. I have
yes.
I have certainly enjoyed the World Series. You know, we had those first, what, 3 games that were decided by walk-offs. And so I just have really enjoyed getting to watch the games. And it is, it is fun to watch the games when you've been there. Like, it's,
yeah,
you know, you kind of, you have a, just having a sense of where everything is and all that. So we have watched a lot of baseball for sure around here. We have hung out a whole bunch. Our friend Todd, who is David's best friend from college, Todd and his kids were here for a few days. So we got to spend some time with them. And then I watched, I don't know, at the end of last week, I watched the second half of Bridgerton. We don't have to get into it now. I have some thoughts. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but let's just put a pin in that and set aside some time.
Okay.
I'm not. So I watched the last four episodes of Bridgerton, and then I watched, one thing I watched, and I have no idea when this was, but, you know, David Letterman has a show on Netflix called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
Yes.
And there was a new season that came out, and it's just two episodes, and it's him doing interviews with Miley Cyrus and Charles Barkley. I would like to say big thumbs up to both of those. I so enjoyed both.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus, I think I don't want to put an Enneagram situation on somebody. I know we're not supposed to do that, but I feel like I have a better sense of what she might perhaps be. So interesting to hear her kind of evaluate her life now from the perspective of being an adult. Looking back, you know, on everything.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. And then Charles Barkley was the other episode. And, you know, Charles Barkley is near and dear to our hearts here in Birmingham. You don't have to necessarily go far to find him around here. Mm-hmm. There are several steakhouses along the main drag here where he likes to frequent. One of my former students ran into him in our Walgreens the other day. Like, and apparently he's just the nicest man. He loves several of these places. So I loved hearing from him, one, but he also had such great common sense perspective on, like, current events, kind of. I was real surprised by his thoughtfulness, because when you watch him on the NBA show, you know, they're always, you know, giving each other a hard time and joking around. And so it was neat to hear him be a little bit more serious. So I thought that was great. And then I went with Todd's kids to see Inside Out 2, which is a delight. I didn't love the first one. I thought it was cute, but I didn't love it. But I loved the second one. I thought it was great.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
And then I continued my reading streak. I finished our book club book, which is called I Cheerfully Refuse. So many thoughts about that. The Lee Finger book.
I just got it.
Okay. It's not an easy read. It's complex and it's layered. And it is very much a modern day tale of Orpheus and the Odyssey, I believe.
Okay.
God, it's good. And then I switched to a very lighthearted Kevin Kwan book that I saw Jenna Bush Hager mention called Lies and Weddings. And it was so fun and fluffy and, you know, not one thing serious really going on in there. And I enjoyed that. So that's pretty much it. And Pilates. Okay. So, I mean, that's about all we've had going on. I'm going to go see tonight at dinner some friends that I used to work with, and it's always fun to get together with them. And we're going to go to Helen, which is even better.
Oh, nice. Okay, I know. That's good.
So excited.
Okay.
All right. So we did, you'll be happy to know, our friends Melinda and Catherine at the SEC, Todd's son he loves sports, and he's Mississippi State football obsessed. And so they set up a little time for us to go, and so Philip could do a tour of the headquarters downtown. And I'm telling you, every time I'm there, that's another situation where just the hospitality and the kindness is sort of off the charts. Our friends who work at the SEC. But that was super fun to get to watch Philip and Gracie kind of soak in and all that stuff, and to see all those trophies and to see the replay room, and that was a good time. So always,
I love it.
Love getting to go down there. That's about it. Yeah, that's about all we got. So I know it's been a whirlwind, and you've lived a lot of life, but is it time for five favorites?
is time for five favorites, and I do actually have five favorites today, so I feel good about
it. We're delighted.
Yeah, listen, you got to come through. The work has to be done. listen, I am going to say this is, I got up this, when I got home last night, I was like, I'm showering. I don't care if it's 5 a.m. Like, I'm showering, I'm washing my hair, the whole thing. And I went to bed with my hair like soaking wet. And when I woke up this morning, I walked out at like noon and Perry was like, how are you? And I said, my hair tells the story, you know, like, because I had,
yeah.
I was like, I feel like my hair is what I'm telling you. A little disheveled. Okay, I am ready for my five favorites. Okay, this first thing is Caroline and I, before we left for Omaha, she was like, I really want a cute, like, two-piece, like, shorts outfit. You know, like a matching short set. So we went out to La Cantera last week before we left. And we went to Aritzia. We went to Aloe. We went to Lulu. We went everywhere looking for a cute set. Couldn't find anything. Like, we were looking everywhere. Go on Amazon, find this, order it on a whim. It's $39.99. It is the cutest little two-piece.
So cute. It's like a little Varley.
Yes,
like, it's a, like a short sleeve Varley tank thing.
Yep, it is. And it looks just like, because we actually went in a boutique in Omaha that had the Varley version of this, which is about three times the price. And I'm going to tell you, this one doesn't feel quite as soft as the Varley, but it's not bad. And it's not fleece, which is the whole thing, because a lot of the ones you're like, nobody wants to wear fleece shorts in the summer.
Right.
But it's lightweight. It's super cute. Caroline got the small and it fits her great just for size reference. And she's usually like a 0 to 2. So I would say probably size up if I had to guess. But it is darling. It comes in a ton of colors and it just looks so cute on. It's the cutest little runaround outfit.
I love.
So she got one in and we ended up ordering another color because I was like, that is just too good. So there you have it.
That's a good find.
Yeah, I was excited about it. So then the next thing is, I've had these for a while, but I wanted to mention them. So the Liquid IV, I ordered on Amazon. It's the Liquid IV. It's sugar-free because I don't like any kind of, any alternative stevia sugar, whatever gives me a headache. But this is sugar-free. It's their electrolyte. It's the lemon-lime drink mix. And I have gotten to where I start my day and I put this in my Stanley, which actually isn't my Stanley. It's like that simple cup that's like my Stanley.
Yeah.
And I love it. It tastes so good. It's like the right amount of, like, not, it's soury, but it's not super sweet. But it's a great way to get your electrolytes in the summer. And I was real sad. I meant to pack some and bring them to Omaha and I totally forgot, which is why I had to get the Pedialyte door dashed in.
Okay. Well, now I will say, I saw in Target, they had a sugar-free Liquid IV electrolyte thing and it was rainbow sherbet. And I was just intrigued enough to go, believe I will, but I haven't tried it yet because I love stuff that's orange flavored so much. And I thought the rainbow sherbet may be a little citrusy,
but
this also quite citrusy, so I'm gonna save that for later in case the rainbow sherbet doesn't work out.
It's good. And I like that it comes in the little tiny little pack. So you can pack them because I did take them when we played Super Regionals in College Station, you know, so it's just easy to take and mix into whatever you're drinking. So those are good. This next thing is something that I have loved and I've ordered it in the, I have it in the white, but I think I'm about to order another color. It's the Pilcro Linen Flutter Sleeve Blouse. Listen, full price, I don't know that I love it for full price, but it's currently on sale right now for $59.95. It is just a great lightweight linen top for summer. It's super easy to wear. It's super cute. It looks great with shorts or jeans or skirts or whatever. It comes in several different colors. Highly recommend.
So cute. I love a really Pilcro cute. Anything. Pilcro, they do it well.
And this one, and this one's on sale and it comes in white. And so I thought, you know, early Aggie football games and stuff like that, like that's a good option for when you're super hot. This next thing, I had looked at this and not ordered it, but my friend Stephanie had it on at the College World Series. And it is a Pistola. It's a button down tunic shirt in a Bordeaux stripe, otherwise known as maroon.
Well,
it is what the have cutest we here? Shirt. It's currently on sale. It's super oversized. I feel like you probably need to order it. It's just a great, crisp, But I love that the stripes are like, because I have a striped maroon top. I actually wore it the first night, but mine is like a men's shirt. So it's real fine stripes, but this is like more of a defined stripe. But it's just really cute. And so would look great with jeans. Stephanie had it on with like a little tennis skirt and it looks so cute. It's just a great top and it's currently on sale.
Okay, I have some specific questions I need to ask you because it says they're out of stock in the extra large, so I need to investigate the large option. Okay. How oversized? What size would you?
I got the small, which normally I would get a medium.
Right. Okay. Thank you. That's what I needed to know because I would normally get an extra large, so I feel like I'm going to order a large. Okay.
Yeah. And I feel like even on the thing, it shows that model is 5'9", and she's wearing a small, and look how big it is on her.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, it's long. So I feel good about that situation. So there's that. Then the last thing, y'all, this is expensive. I'm just going to say it's expensive, but this Frank and Eileen, listen, and your friend Emma Kate was the one that told me, because I bought their denim dress and she said, once you do it, it's a slippery slope because their stuff is so good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
good.
Uh-huh.
And so I bought this oversized, it's called the Shirley, and it's their oversized button-up shirt. Mine is an extra small, and it is plenty big for reference. But this Italian cotton is the softest, like thinnest, like I have a white one that's what I've worn to several baseball games, because I'm like, this is the coolest, most comfortable shirt that I own. It's delightful. I got it on sale. Sometimes you can find different ones of theirs, but I'm just telling y'all, their stuff is so good. And here's the thing I love about it, and Emma Kate had told me this, you wash it and throw it in the dryer, and it's like, that's all you have to do. Like, it washes and wears, so it's not precious. I'm not having to take it to the dry cleaners. If you want to splurge and want just a really good, like, button-up shirt, I'm telling you, this one is really hard to beat.
I'm going to have to take this before the Lord. I'm going to have to take it before the Lord. But man, it's so cute.
It's so cute. And they're just, I can't even explain how comfortable and soft that they are. And so it's a splurge item for sure. But right now I'm operating in some sort of monopoly money currency. So whatever. But
it
is what it is.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, they have this French blue one that I'm really eyeing. But then they also have this really cute blue and green stripe that I think is so cute.
That's the one that I'm sitting here looking at.
And it's on sale. And I mean, they have an Italian cotton one that's a red and white stripe that I think is so cute. I'm just saying their stuff is really, really good. So
I'm wondering how red that red stripe is, or if it's more pinkish. You know, I don't know.
It's
cute.
Yeah. So it's real cute. I'm just saying their stuff. If you've ever looked at Frank and Eileen's stuff and wondered if it's worth it, I will say it is made really well and it's really fantastic. So
okay. All right. Well done.
That's it.
Well done.
Those are my five favorites.
Thank you for coming through in light of the sleep deprivation and literally being up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
But I am glad you got some sleep. I'm glad you've pushed through. You've got a little rest between now and game time tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I got to get fueled up. I got to hydrate. Yeah. I got to stretch. We got a big game tonight. So we're facing Florida.
Jack, who does not need a K, comes back around again.
Listen.
Jack, who has no need for K, I saw today, Jack Caglione, he set the home run record for Florida today. Mm-hmm. And that kid is a good baseball player. But
yeah, he is.
So are the Aggies. So
yeah, I feel good about it. It'll be interesting to see who we start, how it works, because I think we're going to have some shakeup in our lineup. We don't know what's going on with Jace. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So
Tell us this real quick, because I haven't seen an update. So Jace LaViolette, who is y'all's right fielder, is that right?
Yes.
He's your right fielder?
Yeah.
Look at me knowing that. He's your right fielder, and he got hurt the other night and ended up going back in the game, but then he came out of the game again. I didn't know if that was a precaution or if he is legitimately injured.
That's what we don't know, because I felt like when he ran to third base, he stopped and he was holding his hamstring. And at the time, because of the humidity and stuff, I was like, maybe it's a cramp, you know? Yeah. And then he ran in, he ended up scoring, and then they took him back to the locker room, and then he came back out. So I was like, well, maybe it was a cramp. They just need to roll it out, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then when he went out, and so he had been our center fielder. He's the one that made the phenomenal catch that saved the home run.
Yes.
On Saturday night's game. So I don't know. And so they asked Schloss yesterday, and he said there's no update. He was just vague about it.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know if that's, you know, is Schloss playing chess and he knows he's good to go, or, but then people were saying, so our buddy Hayden Schott may end up instead of, they may put Jason to DH because he may not be able to run,
yeah,
but he could still hit. And then do you put Hayden out in outfield? Because, you know, we've already got, because Braden's already out, who was, you know, so we've got some shakeups. So okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight and who, I mean, I hope Jace is good to go. I did laugh because all the A&M sites were like, there's never been so many people willing to donate their own leg. Like, I would cut my own leg off and give it to Jace.
Seriously?
If I could.
You know, seriously, like, yeah. Just as altruistic.
Yes,
just what an assortment of givers, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see what happens. But hopefully he's good to go and can play. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll be back next week, everybody. And maybe probably by the time we're back next week, because I'm out of town the first part of next week, so we got to work that out. Okay. So we may be a day behind schedule next week. But regardless, we'll have a new national champion in college baseball.
Right. And that's right.
Listen.
Oh, Lord, let it be.
Lord, let it be. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.